Welcome back. 416, 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT. Andy Parks live from the Washington Times, and it's Wednesday, and it's, a few minutes after 4 o'clock, and that means no matter where she is, Emily Miller checks in. Emily is Washington Times senior editor for the opinion pages, and I understand you're in the Big Apple.
Yes, Andy, I just this second walked into a hotel room in New York and already overwhelmed by skyscrapers. living in Washington, we get used to, at least I've always gotten used to, the fact that buildings are never that high. I think the limit is like 10 floors.
Yeah.
And you get here, and I'm always getting bounced around on the streets because I'm staring straight up all the time. It's just
a disorienting. Yeah, I know. I do that every once in a while myself when I go up there. It really is fascinating. All right. You're up there to, you're going on Fox TV tonight? Is that what I hear?
I'll be on Lou Dobbs from Fox Business at 7:40 as part of his political A panel.
Okay.
I'm glad I wasn't put on the B panel.
We want to be a part of the D panel today. Yeah.
Right.
All right. Well, good luck with that, and I'll be watching later on. I saw your piece in today's Washington Times, Gun Grabbers Kill Jobs, and, man, that is right on target, pardon the pun. But we've got... We got gun companies across America, ready to pack up and move away.
Yeah, and this is not idle threats. I personally spoke to the president of Stag Arms yesterday, and, he said their company's been in Connecticut for 10 years, been in existence. They've been hiring like crazy. And he said they're outlawing our product, which is the AR-15 style rifles. And he said, how can we stay in a state that literally outlaws what we make? And he employs tens of millions of dollars into the local economy with local vendors. And the same thing's going on. Remington is talking about leaving New York. That's a huge company. And Magpul in Colorado is looking to leave based on what Colorado's the assembly has done. And that's just, touching the bare touches. And as we know, here closer to home in D.C., Beretta Company in Maryland, which has been there since the late 70s, is looking to move because, they're living in a state which their governor, instead of appreciating all the jobs, and I think they're the second biggest employer in Southern Maryland, and huge effects almost every family in Southern Maryland in some way, they're passing on legislation that will do nothing to solve crime. That's the key in all of this, is that none of this legislation, according to any of the states, will reduce crime.
Yeah.
It will not prevent mass shootings, but it will put people out of work, and it will reduce their economies. It's just so unbelievable that these governors are just so reactionary emotionally and not really thinking through what is the best interest of the people.
Yeah. Isn't it very strange that one of the industries, and I mean one of the few, that has really thrived during the Obama presidency is gun manufacturing, and he can't even handle that properly?
That's right. The fact that Obama hasn't touched it, it's doing really well. They have created, just in the last 2 years, that industry has created 37,000 jobs. It's manufacturing jobs. These are the jobs that Obama wants to make. And you look at the stock of the publicly traded companies, and it's through the roof. And, you can just say that, you go to any gun store, you can't buy ammunition anywhere. You can't buy guns anywhere. Most gun stores won't take orders anymore because they're so backlogged.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yes, not only was it, there's been a larger interest in guns the past 2 years, but the more that they go after guns, the better the industry does, the better jobs get, and yet, again, they keep trying to smash down this industry. It's just so strange. And, I would see some economic rationale for any of these laws, Connecticut, Maryland, Colorado, New Jersey, if there was some public safety measure through it, if we had any evidence, any proof in the past, then any of these laws led to less crime, or, banning guns based on their cosmetic appearance would reduce mass shootings. But there isn't.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all emotion and none of it looking at the bottom line, and not just bottom line for corporations, that's one issue, but bigger picture is all these people who are employed in this business, either directly or indirectly, who are really going to be at a loss if these companies move out of state.
Sure. And yesterday, the Attorney General of Texas, Greg Abbott, was one of my guests, and he said, in fact, he sat across from me, and he opened his arms. He said, hey, all of these companies, please, please come to Texas. We're going to make it easy for you to do it, and we're going to have a lot of new people in Texas as a result of it, because he thinks everybody will pack up and move there. At least that's what he's hoping.
That's not wrong. I mean, a lot of the companies, when I talk to these, you know, a lot of these manufacturers won't talk to me on the record. They'll just talk on background because they don't want to freak out their employees or, in some cases, their stockholders. But the first state they mention when they talk about moving is Texas. And that's because Rick Perry has personally called 24 of these companies and said, we'll give you this tax incentive, we'll pass this program legislation, like, come to Texas, this is a business-friendly state. And but that's not the only state. I mean, Missouri, Florida, Indiana, North Dakota, I mean, I could go to a whole long line, South Carolina. All the legislators, governors are making active, you know, pushes toward on all these states that are doing the opposite, and they're saying, bring your business here, it's great for us. So,
yeah,
you know, it's an interesting dynamic, and you're going to see this economic shift because of these industries moving.
Yeah.
And then that right now, today, we've got going on in Congress, that Dianne Feinstein got her big hearing on her assault weapons ban, and it's being expedited through the Senate as quickly as possible with a vote as early as tomorrow. So, you know, the same things that are failing on the state level that President Obama and his allies are trying to do on the federal level, and at least on the federal level, there's smarter people in the House who can slow it or stop these things. But, you know, this is just not smart governing.
This is just governing
based on feelings.
Yeah, Dianne Feinstein was with Andrea Mitchell yesterday, and I saw her exchange with Mitchell, and she claims that she has support from just about everyone on this, meaning mayors and governors and the everyday person, as well as members of the Senate. But the inside word is this thing's dead on arrival.
It is. I mean, every Republican I've spoken to on the committee is not going to vote for it. Patrick Leahy threw this announcement out Monday, saying we're going to be 4 votes on major gun legislation on Thursday. Of those 4 bills that are coming up tomorrow, one of them hasn't even been written. That's Chuck Schumer's bill on the so-called, you know, universal background checks. There's some things that could be in it the Republicans could support, but they literally have not written the bill. One of them is Dianne Feinstein's, and there's 2 other ones. Republicans are saying, why are you putting this stuff on the floor this quickly? We can't even read it. So it may get bumped a week. But there are a couple of the bills that may get a few Republican support for doing smart things like improving the background checks that are already in place in prosecutions. But there's no way any Republican on that Senate committee is going to vote for the assault weapons ban. I mean, Dianne Feinstein, in the panel she had today, she couldn't even have 1 elected sheriff. She had all these police chiefs appointed by liberal city mayors. She doesn't have, you know, anyone who is a gun owner, which is half of the country. You know, she picks and chooses. The person she has in the Justice Department is a Colorado district attorney general, not even the Justice Department, because the Justice Department has put out so many reports and statements showing that the assault weapons ban will not work unless you confiscate all the guns in existence. And that's the ultimate goal. And that's what she said today in the hearing, that the reason it didn't work the first 10 years it was in effect is because it didn't have enough time to get the guns gone. She wants them all off the street, all gone. She's saying whatever she wants to, you know, try to build support, but that's totally inaccurate.
Yeah. All right. A couple other things quickly. David Gregory update. What's the deal with that story? There was some, you asked for more information last week and you didn't get what you were after?
Well, Andy, I have been trying since December, since he did this, to get the police to give me the public arrest case number and the public documents. The PB-251 is what they call it. And I have been stonewalled about 7 times from your spokeswoman and her top advisor. They refused to hand it over. They claim it doesn't exist. So I finally did a FOIA request. I said I needed to. They said they'd give it to me in 2 weeks. They came back and said it doesn't exist. So I then, you know, went to the only people who have oversight over Kathy Lanier and her Banana Republic Police Department, which is the city council, and I said to them, look, this is public information. I want to know how he was investigated and what they did at all and what was turned over. This is public information. And they turned it back to the police and said nothing, basically. So I'm not done with this. And I am going to continue to push every legal angle I can until I find out this information, because it sure seems to me what's going on is that they never investigated David Gregory. They never looked into where the magazine came from, where it ended up, how it was gotten. And it, this, the reason that I care so much about this is because we've got people being prosecuted every day in this city for the exact same crime. And, you know, the rich, powerful anchor gets away with it, but Mr. Brinkley, Jim Brinkley, who I profiled, doesn't get away with it. Poor Sergeant Haddad in New York from profiling, same exact magazine, also didn't have a gun, is facing 5 felony charges in the state of New York. So yeah. If the police didn't investigate it, I mean, this opens up a can of worms for the prosecutor's office who decide not to prosecute. Because anybody who comes before this same prosecutor, how is he going to say, I'm going to prosecute you? So, I mean, they're stonewalling for a reason, and, you know, I'm going to get to the bottom of it.
Yeah, no. Good for you.
Have you on your do this.
Yeah, good for you. Stick with it. All right, and finally today, ABC News edits Michelle. Time was the problem, and that's why they took out the line when she used automatic weapons.
That's right. I mean, Michelle Obama did an interview on Good Morning America that aired yesterday.
Yeah.
And in it, she said that Hadiya Pendleton, who's that teenager who performed in one of the inaugural ceremonies and unfortunately killed by gunfire by a gang member who had been charged with gunfire, and I say that a bit of joking in my voice because he shouldn't have been on the streets is the reason, you know, she was killed. She said it was done because kids had automatic weapons. Now, this is not the first time that the Obamas have accused semi-automatics being automatic weapons. They know the difference in automatic and semi-automatic weapons. And automatic weapons are not on the streets. They have not been manufactured or sold since 1986. They're highly regulated. They're not used in crime. But the same language that you said Dianne Feinstein's using and these other people are using, which is military-style automatic, is to scare people in order to persuade them to support their legislation. Well, ABC obviously thought that it didn't really, it was not effective what she did, or she said afterward, take it out. For whatever reason, the 7 seconds just disappeared from the interview, as if it was never said. You just see a quick cutaway of Robin Roberts, and then it goes back to Michelle Obama, and it disappears, but it was on their website. I asked her publicist what happened, and she said it was just a matter of time.
Mm-hmm.
So I counted. I said it out loud, that full sentence, and I even did it very slowly, and it was worth 7 seconds of what was, like, you know, a 20-minute interview. So
yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think ABC, you know, is once again pulling their little stunts to protect the
Well, system. Let's remember, the ABC was the network where George Stephanopoulos, interjected when the president said my Muslim faith, remember that? And he jumped in and said, no, you mean Christian. And then Obama went, oh, yeah, Christian.
Right. They're just, you know, they're in the back pocket of this White House. You know, this is Mrs. Obama's first interview since the inauguration. I mean, this was a big plus for Robin Roberts. Maybe we're going to make her look bad, you know, even though she's trying to, you know, use scare tactics to pass her husband's agenda.
Yeah. All right, Emily, great to talk to you. We'll be looking for you tonight on Fox Business Channel, right?
That's correct. Thank you.
Lou Dobbs.
Have a good day.
7:30. All right. See you later. Thank you. Emily Miller, Washington Times, senior editor for the opinion pages. 4:29, 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT.